Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
As we head into the weekend and at the close of the Republican National Convention, we bring in Duval County Democratic Party Chairman Daniel Henry. You know, we visited with your colleague on the Republican side, Dean Black, not long ago from Milwaukee, and there's always an energy that comes out of political conventions. So they're going to have the buzz and the energy amid the backdrop of what's been happening with President Biden. How energized do you feel Democrats are nationally and here at home?
Listen, I talk to Democrats every single day about this election, and not just grassroots supporters and party members, but actual voters. And I can tell you one thing is very clear. We're all motivated to make sure that Donald Trump does not return to the White House. And we are motivated and we're going to work hard to ensure that that never happens.
Are you fielding questions and calls about the reports and the growing pressure on Biden to turn this over to someone else? And how do you answer them?
Sure. To be quite frank, I think this is one of those conversations that's happening in Washington. A lot of the voters that I talk to are very frustrated that it seems as if people are talking through sources in order to be able to kind of push their point that Biden should be off the ticket. But at the end of the day, Biden's the one that got 14 million people to vote for him. He was able to get over 3,800 delegates awarded to him. The people have spoken. So it's the president's choice to be able to decide whether or not he decides to run or not. He's made very clear over and over and over again that it's his intention to not only be the nominee, be the leader of our party, but actually run in this campaign. So until he says otherwise, that's where we're at.
Given, though, that that's not a 100% certainty, how difficult is it to plan ahead with there being at least some measure of uncertainty, as small as it may seem to some?
Well, I'll push back on that one for a second. The president has been very clear publicly at rallies and interviews over the course of the last two weeks, over and over again. I'm running. I'm the party's nominee. I'm the leader of this party. I plan on running. So for me, that's the only thing that matters.
As we look to the next several weeks on the campaign trail, how do local Democrats continue to keep an energy focus as your rivals come out of a convention with a different sense of energy, perhaps, given the events that happened in the attempt on former President Trump's life? But really, considering that the 2016 Republican National Convention was not a kumbaya with everyone on board, and 2020 was the COVID year, you're facing energy that comes out of your rivals' convention. How do you keep a get-out-the-vote effort energized at the local level?
That's a great question. I think in every convention, 16, 2020, we always factor in that that Republicans are always motivated to be able to kind of surround themselves around their nominee, particularly one that has twice impeached a convicted felon and has documented instances of rape and fraud. So it's not surprising to me that they've decided to hype him up. But at the end of the day, we're going to have our convention next month. All of us are motivated to ensure that he doesn't win. It's an existential threat to our democracy. For us, as we keep on canvassing, knocking on doors, texting, talking to voters, we're doing everything that we can to ensure that people understand what stakes of this election. And I think from what you saw at the convention with the former President Trump's speech, you may have gotten a different tone, but it's the same message.
Do you think at the end of the day, despite what President Biden has been saying and maintaining, I'm with you on that. We've heard that over and over and over again. He is fully committed to seeking re-election. But if there were to be a change, do you feel that that helps Democrats or hurts Democrats' efforts to maintain the White House in 2024 if it's not Biden at the top of the ticket?
There's a funny adage that I hear a lot of Democrats that say, in this race, and it's been the same since 2020, actually, in 2016, no matter who vote blue. I think the party is motivated to ensure that we beat Trump. Our nominee is President Biden. He's focused to make sure that happens. So regardless of the conjecture and the talks that you hear in Washington amongst politicians about where they feel this race is and how they feel the polls look, on the ground with actual voters, the people that actually matter, the people that actually voted and nominated President Biden, we're singularly focused on our mission, and that's what we're focused on.
Daniel Henry is the Duval County Democratic Party chair as we spotlight You Decide 2024 coming out of the Republican National Convention. I'm not sure if you all had or do have plans for rallies in the area, but given the attempted assassination, has there been any outreach from law enforcement or to law enforcement, and how might we see political rallies in the Duval County Metro Jacksonville area impacted over the summer months, given what we saw in Butler, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, that's a great reality that I think both us and the Republicans are facing. The Biden campaign, the Florida Democratic Party, and the DNC almost immediately wanted to ensure that we provided guidance, and we made sure that we're cognizant of the surroundings and the choices that we made when it comes to political events. Law enforcement obviously has been spoken to in that subject, and a lot of times when we have these types of large type rallies, we trust law enforcement to be able to provide that level of security, and we're confident that we'll be able to kind of move forward in this campaign in the safest way possible.
Have any rallies or events been rescheduled and or canceled since Saturday?
For us in Duval County, there's no events that have been rescheduled or canceled. For us, it's more like focusing on ensuring that we're cognizant of the locations that we choose and the environments that we're in, so that way we don't put ourselves in unnecessary risk.
Does that mean we're more likely to see indoor events and not outdoor?
Well, if you've seen a lot of the events that we've had both in 2016 and in 2020, a lot of them have been indoor events regardless. So for us, I think that will continue to happen. But for our normal canvassing events or type rally events where we're actually talking to the community, I think they'll still continue the way that it has been.
I mean, indoors is nice and cooler anyway, right, with AC, so I'm okay
with
that.
In this Florida summer, I don't mind some AC at the same time, too. But as we continue, we're going to make sure that we go where the voters are. So whether that's inside, outside, in the community and neighborhoods, our goal is to be able to actually talk to voters and make sure that they understand the stakes of this election.
All right, Duval County Democratic Party Chairman Daniel Henry, appreciate the time as we focus on You Decide 2024 in depth this hour. As former President Trump just wrapped up and brought to a climax the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, and Brian Kilmeade actually is back in Milwaukee again today with continuing coverage right after the top of the hour. A lot of focus now turns to the Democrats, how they will handle the questions that have come up in recent weeks about President Biden and his 2024 campaign. And as we see the Democratic Democratic campaign convention getting underway on August 19th, just a matter of weeks from now. It'll be here before we know it. WOKV News Time, 9:51.